Masechet Baba Batra Perek Bet Mishnah Yod. Here we'll talk about when a person has to keep away from his neighbor's property because the item that he has may damage another item that's near his neighbor's property. Mishnah says, Marhikin et ha-mishira min hayarak. A person has to distance his pool of water that he's soaking his flax in. He has to make sure that's not close to his the vegetables of his neighbor, the yarak, the vegetable patches of his neighbor. Ve'eta kirishin min habetzalim, and also a type of herb called cress that has to be far away from his neighbor's onions. Ve'eta hardal min ha-devonim, and mustard seed has to be not close to the bees of his neighbor. The item, the first item mentioned in each of these causes damage to the second item mentioned in them. So therefore, the owner of the damaging item has to keep it far away from his neighbor's item. When talking about flax pools, the water over there, if it's poured into the ground, will destroy the vegetables under it. It'll seep under and it'll destroy the vegetables. Also, cress, this type of herb, will take away the sharp taste of an onion, and the mustard seed can't be near the bees, because if the bees eat from the nectar of the mustard, then the honey that they produce won't be as tasty. So therefore, the owner of these damaging item has to move the item away from the neighbor's items that we spoke about. Rabbi Yosef Matir Bahardal, according to Rabbi Yosef, you're allowed to plant mustard seed near bees. According to him, mustard seed doesn't harm bees, but the bees harm the mustard. It's not that not that if the bees go eat the mustard, it's a problem for them. It's a problem for the mustard. They destroy the mustard. So the owner of the mustard seed could say, you don't tell me to keep my mustard seed away from the bees. Keep your bees away from my mustard seed. So therefore, the owner of the mustard seed is not required to move it away. Rather, the owner of the bees has to remove the bees away from the mustard seed.